back to your workplace where you always come on this particular day of the week. We had agreed we sit today, and we had agreed even in the last week's meeting on the type of agenda. And then as we settle down, I'm going to allow our secretary, who was not present last meeting because of a bereavement. And we did send messages of condolences indeed. She's now back with us, and I will give you an opportunity to ensure that our members have the agenda so that we can now deal with the logistics as to who is here, are we ready, etc. Can we do that?
Good morning, honorable members and chairperson, and the members of the public in this meeting. Chairperson, I've received a couple of apologies for today's meeting. Honorable Matlope, Dr. Matlope won't be with us today. She's not feeling well. Honorable Yosta as well, she won't be with us today. She's also not well. Honorable Dudley, she attended the public hearings with the COCTA PC. I also received an apology from the minister, who indicated that she won't be with us. She's attending the cabinet meeting. In terms of the quorum, since we'll be adopting the BRRR today, we are a quorum. We have the powers to adopt the report. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Do members want to say anything with regards to the apologies? Without hands, I think you do agree. Oh, all right, Honorable Hodge.
I didn't hear all the apologies. Is the apology for department, because I don't see anyone from social development. Or is still coming?
There is no apology from the department except for the minister, who is saying she is attending a cabinet meeting. But I don't think I want to actually say anything to you members insofar as the deputy minister is concerned. She has sent, but this the way she participates. She participates through apologies, and therefore reading it is more very much redundant. Can I acknowledge Honorable Mkhotsi?
No, Chair. I think on the issue of the minister, because sometimes she do come, but on the issue of the deputy minister, I don't know. Maybe the secretary needs to assist us. Can't we appoint him to the meeting? Because every time she's having the events or there's something that she's doing when this committee is coming. But Chair, again, when you open this meeting, if the minister is not here, I just wanted to know, is the department coming or SASSA or any entity? Or it's only us, because we don't see anything, anyone. And if you said there's no apology, so which means during the meeting?
Maybe we should proceed and leave this issue of whether the department of SASSA is coming. Because before we start with the program, with what they are supposed to be doing, I'll give full information in relation to their communication with regards to today's meeting. I think I'm in order. Honorable Solen.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair. I do support you, Chair, but I wanted also to add on what Honorable Mkhotsi has just raised on the issue of the the deputy minister, because I don't remember us seeing her this year in the portfolio committee. We only saw her, if I remember, in the budget vote in the house. Was it there this year? I can't remember also. So I think it's very important that as a chair, you notify the relevant structures, processes, including perhaps the political party of the said person, that the person is not attending the meeting. And we, what is very interesting is you'll get an apology of a person and you see that a person is somewhere where we all understand that Parliament has to be prioritized upon all of these things, because Parliament is where they have to account. Secondly, Chair, so in, what I want to say is we shouldn't accept that apology out of all the apologies that are there. Perhaps the department and the rest will come when you are there in the agenda. But that one, Chair, I want to propose that we should not accept that apology. Thank you.
To Honourable Mkhosi, an apology from the department. But we do have that one as the minister. But on the issue of the apology that relates to SASSA, is going to be a matter that we must engage when we arrive at that particular item, because it will help us. Because if we start now, it's going to derail us. Members might want to engage on that particular letter of apology. So if we agree on that, I will then proceed to say, can the secretary read this program for us, what the items that we need to engage on, and then we'll be spot on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The agenda for today is as follows. I think the reason being like this is because of trying to meet the deadline of the BRRR, which is we need to comply and prioritize and other agenda items follows. The first item is to adopt the budgetary review and recommendations report. And I believe last week there were discussion around it and some recommendations were proposed. So today we need to adopt it so that it can be scheduled for debate in the House. And the second agenda item is the progress report by the South African Security Social Security Agency on the implementation plan of the Constitutional Court judgment. I think the resolution was taken by the committee to have the progress report continuously as far as this item is concerned. The other one was the deliberation, to have a deliberations and adoption of a committee report on an oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal, as well as to adopt the outstanding minutes. So the agenda for today is as is. Thank you.
But the secretary is advising me, honourable members and our guests, that normally we don't have the department when we adopt the report, DSD. So that's why we don't see the apology, and I acknowledge that as well. Thank you. Yes, honourable member.
Chair, on that part, I do understand when we do our own committee work, they are not supposed to be here, but they are supposed to be here based on the fact that SASSA was supposed to be here. Because you can't divorce SASSA, you can't take away SASSA from the department. The department is the mother, SASSA is the child. So you need the department to be here, led by the minister and the DG, to be here when SASSA is here, because some of the issues that we need to be clarified on as honourable members, sometimes we always have to go to the department, but department, now that your baby is not doing this, what are you saying? So what I'm saying is, Chair, they were supposed to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mama Wilson.
Thank you, Chair. I just need clarification. I understand that they're not here when we adopt the BRRR report. Are they coming after that to do the report for SASA on the Concord judgment? That's essential. I mean, they must be here to present that report today as part of the agenda. Thank you.
That's why I'm saying, why don't we wait for the agenda item? Because Honorable Toledi has raised the fact that her expectation as a member of this committee is that they should be here in order to account and clarify issues on behalf of SASA, if SASA is to be here. But I had earlier on requested that because we have to engage on a few issues when we come to whether SASA is being present or not, why don't we leave that item until we reach that item? When I call upon SASA to present, then your question will be very much relevant. Can you give me that opportunity? Thank you. I indeed welcomed all the people who are our guests and those who continuously sit and observe. We appreciate their participation because it's not a matter of us as this portfolio committee member. It's a national matter. It matters more on our people. So when more people get interested and come and observe, they spread the good news that we are striving to support the marginalized out there. So I had already made that welcome, including the media, if they are members from those media houses. Then we go straight now to the BRRR. And can I remind our members that we dealt with this report, the BRRR report, in our last portfolio committee meeting. And we did it thoroughly, including actually attending, paying up special attention to the recommendations. There was a concern, if not a concern, but a notion that we would want the department, when dealing with BRRR, to provide some sort of alignment by ensuring that what were the recommendations of the previous BRRR are actually brought so that members are able to make reference, so that we don't have to be rhetoric continuously making same recommendation while it continues to be a challenge, that particular query we might have. So we did communicate with the department yesterday. They have given us that summary which we had requested. The summary is being will be distributed, but not necessarily to start engaging, but to just fulfill the idea that this is what we wanted to have when we deal effectively with BRRR, that there was a recommendation that the minister must do ABC, and then a response should be given. What action has been done as a result of that? They have tabulated it very clear. It's not for use, but it's for continuously engaging with our report, even if we go for debate or we do our future program of action as oversight people. So I think that will be done. It has nothing to do with the debate, because we had discussed the report. The report is there, is ready. Today, our objective, our primary objective was to adopt it. Not unless members came back from their offices with some very important issues that they would die if they are not included. I allow only that opportunity, but if none, I'll call for the adoption. I think I'm in order, Honourable Members. Can we engage on that? I don't see any any hands that seek to say they want that seek to say there is an input after we had met. Then can I call for adoption? Honourable Mhotsi.
No, Chair, I would like to adopt the report on behalf of the committee.
Honourable Mhotsi is actually proposing the adoption of the BRRR report. Can I get a second? I'm waiting for a hand that is going to support the proposal by Honourable Mhotsi for us to adopt the BRRR report. Okay, Mama Mhotsi, Mtoledi.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Okay. I don't see hands that say we need additions. I don't see hands that they are not in support of the report as a true record of our discussion and engaging on the BRRR report. So, because it has been proposed by Honourable Mhotsi, it has been seconded by Honourable Soledi, I haven't seen a counter. And therefore, I say I agree, it has been approved. It has been adopted. So I do think we are done with that particular item. Let's then come to item number two. Okay. That bulletin says it's progress report by SASSA on the implementation plan that relates to constitutional court judgment. For the benefit of our discussion, engaging with this, I must say we have received a letter of apology from SASSA. And we have now received a letter, an apology from the minister. Because you remember that the minister and CEO of SASSA are key in actually accounting on this very important court judgment matter. I must therefore, I don't know whether members did receive the copy of the letter that was written to the chair. If it is not readily available, is it available? Can we actually distribute the copy of the letter so that you also read for yourselves what is in the letter? Okay, Honorable Wilson. I wasn't done yet. Anyway. Yeah, but no, maybe you wanted to just intervene. Can I give you an opportunity?
No, Chair, I was going to raise my objection in the most serious terms. This is not acceptable.
Oh, no, you haven't read the letter, Honourable Member. You will do that immediately you are well informed. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm making an arrangement that we give you the apology letter so that you can make that particular input. You will still have that opportunity. Allow me to finish. Is that okay? Thank you. Yes, please. So So the letter of apology is going to be accompanied by my response on upon receiving the apology letter. Last week, I do remember that Honorable Masango and many other members were concerned that we had not provided the item on the SASSA continuous report. And the response from the chair was that the meeting was organized specifically to deal with the, I know that there's going to be competition between me and the letter, but I think members will do both read and also listen. My response to the honorable members on the issue of not having that report was that, if members remember, we had an issue on the accountability of the experts in the name of monitors. The issue we raised was that they were doing the same work as we do. And we intended that they also should take us on board on reports on what is happening on the department. We soon learned through that process that the AG was the one who has been appointed by the judge to monitor the progress and activities carried by the experts, the 10-member expert team. And then on engagement, I gave the honorable members a letter that the AG wrote to me when I had asked him to take us on board at a meeting level. He said he cannot because he does not have a mandate account to us, but rather account to the judge. And he cannot come and brief us until he has received a full report from the monitors, a report that will be submitted by the monitors and the AG to the judge. It will be only after that pronunciation, when the court has received the report and then pronounce on it, then it's only then that they can take us on board as that team. Remember the letter I gave the members stipulated very clear what the mandate was, which includes monitoring transparency on bidding activities, etc., etc. We all received that letter. Mm-hmm. Now, the minister took us on board. Members will remember. It was before the 15th of September when she was to sign off her actual affidavit to the court. We held a meeting after we had had our portfolio committee meeting just to listen to the brief as to what is in there, not necessarily the content. Then after that, it was clear that once she has submitted and a response has come back, as well as these ones of AG, we would then get a progress report. So today, we expected to get that report. Now that we are also done with the scheduled work for Parliament, which is the BRRR, we are back to our adopted program of action, which includes receiving reports. I tried to communicate with the acting DG, since the honorable member Soledi has said, DSD is important because we're dealing with the child, the SASSA. So I spoke to her, and because the secretary had raised a concern that she was not receiving the documents that you will use when we listen to the report today. I also tried to get SASSA, CEO. She told me the other stories of not being ready with the report. But then I insisted that they are not able to come. I then had to ask Secretary to write again, give them the importance why they should come. Hence, they sent this letter, which is now in your hands. And then I responded with the letter, which is accompanying the one I've given you. That was my response. Although I also dropped an SMS that says, given our mandate, the matter remains on our agenda and will be dealt with when that item comes. So today, at this moment, this floor is going to be open to, for us to engage on apology as per this letter. I can see many hands. Honorable Soledi, Honorable Masango, Honorable... I even forgot your name. If I remember. No, the name, Liz. Liz. Yeah, she's going to ask.
Too long anyway. I must trade it in for something else.
Okay, sure. Honorable Mkhosi and Honorable Wilson. In fact, all the members, because also Mahas is coming. You are on the floor.
Chair? This is very sad. I must say, let me start from there. But be it may be, it's said and it's not acceptable, Chair. This is not acceptable. I'm trying to check whether this thing is working. Oh, it is working. Okay. Chair, one. The program of Parliament has been adopted by Parliament, and I believe that the leader of business, of government business, sit at that level. Nobody has to change the program of Parliament. Secondly, as this committee, we also adopted a program. And they were present, I remember, and I'm sure the program is always situated to them to know exactly what we are going to do. We adopted this program, and we are not going to change it based on the request of this letter. This letter should be rejected, honorable members. Even the latter part, we therefore request that the meeting be rescheduled to a later. It's very disrespectful to us. They can't do that. We do not have an authority to change the program of the executive, vice versa. They do not have an authority to change the program of the legislature or national parliament. Okay. Secondly, we are in a critical moment when it comes to our oversight role over SASSA. Because we're not only oversighting the normal oversight that we do, but we've got a case, a constitutional judgment that we also have to oversee to the latter. Because remember, we were cited during the proceedings of court that as the portfolio committee, we failed to hold SASSA accountable. Now we are doing that, we are holding them accountable. They come and tell us on how to hold them accountable. No, that is not acceptable. They can't tell us, Che. So I really want to urge the honorable members that we reject this. And Che, upon rejection, we should not just reject it. We should align ourselves with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. That tells us what to do. This document is affirming us on how we need to go about. And if we are not doing this now, Chair, because we are only left with 4 months, I'm sure, before we can see that the department is delivering on its 10-point plan. I don't know whether the honorable members do still remember that they presented a plan on how they are going to implement the
the court judgment. And we also, on that plane, if you remember, there were no time frames. We requested them to bring time frames so that we are able to do our work. So we can't be seen as failing in making sure that we hold them on those 10-point plans that they presented to us. So in other words, Chair, I just want to take the committee to the Constitution subsection 56 of the Constitution that talks about the power of the National Assembly. It's very clear, Chair. I would want to propose to this portfolio committee to follow that. If members have got their own constitution, they can go to that clause. That clause, it tells us exactly what we need to do. We need to summon the minister, the department, and everybody. As of Chair, I want to propose that as we go out here, if the members would have agreed with me on this point, we start with the process of summons on how they know, our lawyers or whoever, the advocates and whoever, they know how to deal with that process, because this is bayasidelela ngesixhosa kule nto abayenzileyo. They cannot tell us on how to do our job. We have never interfered with their job. We have never told them on how to do their work, Chair. Chair, that also should... We should do that. That also, even the PFMA affirms us. It's surprising that the accounting authority now, in terms of the PFMA, which is the DG and the CEO, will tell you not to, will tell the chair that they are not coming to account. Here's the PFMA, I think it's chapter 6 where it deals with the public entities. It tells you exactly what they are supposed to do in terms of accounting. So you summon everybody, Chair. Oh, the one that are supposed to come here, you just summon all of those people. And Chair, lastly, I would urge the honorable members that I don't know the processes of summon, whether it takes 7 days or we can do it as soon as tomorrow, or we can do it even on Friday. Even if we have to deal with this, Chair, on Saturday, I will urge honorable members to avail ourselves and deal with this matter, because this is going to be, I foresee, I'm not a fortune teller or igqirha okanye ibhokhwe yamagqirha, but I can see that apha into ezakwenzeka, we are heading for another disaster. And Chair, our integrities are at stake here. I'm not saying that matter, because but you can see that there's a lot that is happening. I don't know if honorable members a day before yesterday they really listened to the presentation that was made by the specialist or the consult, those people that are specializing. I don't know whether you heard that, honorable members. It's very, very frightening. It was on ENCA. If you can go to your own gadgets and check that, you can get that, the presentation. So it's very frightening. And that also, it gives us an opportunity now to call even the AG. That will be the last part of me, because remember, in the letter that you read to us, I think in one of the committee meetings, we were somewhere, I think 226 or 227, V22 something, I can't remember, where the AG was saying he won't be able to come to present in the committee. He will only do that after the report has been released by those people that are called the... Are they called the specialists? But these are not gonna experts. Yes. Now that the report from the expert is, we also need to make time for that and have an opportunity to meet with them. I would urge honourable members that we make time, because some committees, when it's critical like this, you even meet after the house. You continue with the committee, because here, believe me, our integrities, sizaba sengxakini if we don't act now. So that's my proposal, honorable members, that let's go straight to the summon. Summon the minister. Summon everybody who's supposed to be here in the portfolio committee. The fruitless expenditure that they are talking about here, it will be determined by us. They are not going to determine that coming to a portfolio committee amounts to a fruitless expenditure. No, Chair. Even the report that they are saying, they are not ready. It's very embarrassing. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Masango, if I'm following exactly my acknowledgement of members. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think, Chair, I really, I'm shaking sitting here because it was in this meeting by these members of Parliament that we were saying after the 17th of March 2017 that people were asking where was the portfolio committee. And we said that we were going, this is the decision of this committee to say we were now going to have weekly reports on this was because of trying to protect the integrity of the portfolio committee in this whole situation. And this chairperson, when I asked last week in this committee, and my question was completely blocked by the chair and my colleague to the CEO or acting CEO of SASSA. It was because we had not met for a long time as this committee in line with the decision and the undertaking that we made to meet every week and get a report from the work of SASSA in response to the Constitutional Court order that was given on the 17th of March. Now, Chair, the ENCA report that my colleague speaks to, that was aired on the report of the Constitutional Court appointed a panel of experts is out there, and one looks at this report and one just shudders to think what will happen to this committee, because that report is going from page one to page last is saying how SASSA and obviously the department have not done anything that they said they were going to do. And when one reads that report and one reflects on what has been happening in this committee, when questions have been asked about can we have the plans, can we have this and can we have the other, and we never got anything, it is embarrassing to sit here today and know that the panel of experts that is made up of highly qualified people is saying exactly that SASSA has not provided them 90% of what they've asked to be provided. And list of the number one thing that has not been provided is actually the RFP for SAPO, which was promised to be provided and has never, until the minute of writing that report, it had not been provided. And today we have to sit here as a member of parliament, as the members of parliament, and listen to a letter that says we are not going to have a report. Why do we not have a report when nothing has been done as far as what the points that we were given by the SASSA and the department of following? We have been trying as the members of this, at least I have been trying, to make sure that we avail ourselves at every point when SASSA is going to be presenting to us, and undertaking after undertaking has been made to say yes, now we are we are going to be following each and every timeline that we have given. And surprise, surprise, those that have not read this report, you will not believe what you are going to read, because none of the timelines that have been given to the Constitutional Court appointed a panel of experts has been done by SASSA. Chair, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it that we are discussing a point of SASSA not coming to us at such a critical time in the life of this project of the institutionalization of payments of grants, and they're not coming and they're asking for a date somewhere in November. What does that even mean? In October, for something that must be done by March 2018, and nothing has been done. We're sitting here as this committee not having any clue as to how the grants are going to be paid in 2018, come the expiry, another expiry of an illegal contract that was entered into with CPS. Chair, I don't even know what to say to you. I agree with my colleague. If it's going to help anything, let's summon the minister, let's summon whoever we have to summon. But the minister came to us and say she is concerned that now Scopa is asking her to report to them. She thinks she reports to us. And we're all happy about that, and we are in support of that, because we wanted to make sure that we still have a grasp of what is happening in this portfolio. And today we are the ones that are under the bus right now.
Honourable Member, Honourable Faner Merwe.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Firstly, I think I want to align myself with the comments of our two previous colleagues. But also, firstly, Chairperson, I want to thank you for the letter that you wrote on our behalf. I think in expressing that you will proceed with the meeting, as you had indicated in this letter, and then reminding them of our constitutional mandate, I really wanted to thank you for the effort that you made in trying to secure them to come to this meeting. And I think the letter that you wrote on our behalf must be welcomed. I also think that at this stage we need to summons the minister and the deputy minister, plus all the other colleagues that need to be here. And I think we need to do it as soon as possible and make sure that they appear before us next Wednesday. But then secondly, well, in response to the report, I don't know if anybody has read the report, that they've the Auditor General report and the report that has been tabled to the court. But I've got it in front of me. For example, in the opening summary, it says that they will not meet the Constitutional Court deadlines. It's hardly possible. Secondly, they are saying that they have requested SASSA, and I think this is very important to note, Chairperson, they've requested SASSA to supply information to them, to the Auditor General and the STARSIM, to be able to do their work. On the 21st of June, 29 June, 4 July, 14 July, 17 July, 19 July, 25 July, 14 August, 31 August, regrettably, SASSA repeatedly did not provide access to any of the documentation required. So they are saying at this stage it doesn't look like they will be meeting any of the court deadlines. They have not complied with submitting documentation to the task team and the Auditor General. So I also want to support that we do actually get the Auditor General to come here as well so that we can engage with this report. But more importantly also, I want to say the fact that they are saying in this letter that they've got nothing to report to us at this stage is of grave, grave concern, because let us remind ourselves that by now, they should have awarded, by 31 August 2017, they should have awarded the contract already. The contract should have been placed on 8 September, and by 10 October, which is now a week ago, they should have started setting up and the development and infrastructure rollout. So at this stage, we are now, at least they've missed all the deadlines, from July to October. The next deadline is 1 November, when they should start testing the system. They have not signed a contract with SAPO yet. So I think the time for us, I think also the sentiments that have been raised previously, that the Constitutional Court was scathing about our role as a portfolio committee in holding to account the executive and SASSA. And that's why I'm saying that I'm really thankful for the letter that you wrote back, because we as a committee will have to start showing teeth, and because that's why Scopa has taken over the role. We partnered with the minister the other day to say to her, we understand her plight, that she doesn't want to go and report to Scopa first because it's our job. But today they've made a mockery of us by sending us this letter, therefore disregarding our jobs, what we are supposed to be doing. And to tell us that there's nothing to report, then we must take it as a fait accompli that another crisis is looming. Because, like I said, if you go through this report that has been tabled to the Constitutional Court, these people are being very diplomatic, but they are saying that, they are even saying here that calls have not been answered or returned. Emails have not been returned or replied. They're saying that every day somebody will say to them the documents are coming, and they've had to compile this report without having received any of the documentation, the Auditor General and the Constitutional Court task team. So this report tells us now that they have not met any of the deadlines, and they're possibly not going to meet any of the deadlines. They have not signed anything with SAPO yet, and according to them, there's a full-blown crisis heading our way, and we need to start holding to account the minister and the Deputy Minister, and all of the officials. And we need to get the Auditor General to come and talk to us about this report, but to tell us really, Chairperson, that there's nothing to report. This is a crisis.
Honourable Wolski.
Mama Khotsi, and Honorable Malchash, then Mama Sondi.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
I can only reiterate and support what my colleagues ahead of me have said. To receive a letter 4 months before the rollout of the new grant system is due, that says we do not have substantial progress to report since the last meeting, and they could report bugger all at the last meeting anyway, is seriously, seriously alarming. And we had lots of, not wants or fights in this portfolio committee, but people were pointing fingers and saying that we, the opposition, were causing panic amongst the grant recipients, telling them that they weren't going to get their grants, and the media was causing panic out there, telling people they weren't going to get their grants, and Black Sash was a foofy because they had also created chaos, and it was going to be paid. This time last year, we were having that argument. A year later, is somebody going to tell me we cannot tell grants recipients that there is a crisis looming? It is already in the press. It is already in the press. The task team for the Constitutional Court, the panel of experts, is damning. In fact, it is embarrassing. It's actually embarrassing to be on this portfolio. Because the fingers are pointing in our direction and we are being embarrassed. We are being embarrassed by the department that we are supposed to represent. And we need to get the people here, and we need them here urgently. The team, the panel, task team panel of experts must come and explain to us what's going on, as must SASA. And if somebody is interfering with these processes, we need to know why. Are we going to see another string of resignations, another CEO ducking, another CFO ducking, another AG ducking? Because they have been backed into a corner, somebody has interfered with the way this should be done, and they can no longer sustain a good working relationship. If somebody is interfering with this process, we need to know why. We need to know why. What is the plan? Is there another agenda? This is not acceptable. I will not, under any circumstances, accept a letter that says we've got nothing to report. Nothing to report. I reiterate what everybody else in this committee has said. And we need answers, and we need answers quickly.
Not your person, thank you. Honorable Zoledi covered me on the issues of legislation, on the issue that the minister and the deputy minister need to be subpoenaed to the committee, including the acting, because all senior managers are active in the department, so, and both of them. But, Chair, when we come to our role as the committee, one would say if the minister took the report to the Constitutional Court, isn't it that it was supposed to come first to us as a committee before it goes everywhere? It must supposed to be tabled here, because it's us that is doing the oversight. Remember, it's not the court that is doing the oversight. The court is there being a big brother. So on my side, I thought that the report was supposed to come to us, then we engage the report, and engaging that report, it's where we check the issue of the timelines, that 10-point plans that the department came to us to say. It's where it would be easy for us to say, okay, on the issue of SAPO, you are in timeline number 7. You know, it's where we'll be saying this is how it's happening. But if we don't know the report and we are reading the report from the media and from the expert panel of experts, it's a problem on our side. But back to her, one will say that, you see, a corporate in public sector, it has a governance of good standard. So one will check what is happening with social development. Really, where does the social development put this committee, and where does the social development put the country? I want to cite one thing, the issue of the foster care grant. It's looming. It's coming. It's here at the door.
we ask the department twice or thrice in the meeting to explain to us, do we have a plan on the issues of social grants, especially on the foster care grant. They refer us to another department. They say, Department of Justice, there's a padlock. So, one, as we're sitting here, we are having the issue in terms of governance on the issues of the payments. This side, we are having another one that is coming to us. And, Chair, we're going to be arrested one day as members of this committee because on the issues of human rights, we are not touching the poor child that was supposed there, sitting in the corner, supposed to get his foster care grant. That some of them are expired, and the department did know that Bulani's social grant is going to be expired, but they are quiet about it. With what we are having now, it's a court thing now. There's another ones that are coming. There's an issue of SAP. So I think we need to rectify that. But before Chair, I go, I wanted to rectify Honorable Masango to say in the last meeting we didn't attack him, we didn't attack her. We said that the issue of social development and the issue of SASA was not part of the agenda. And here we are discussing the issue of social development, not to say the Chair or members of the ANC were attacked or didn't want to address this issue. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Can I acknowledge Honorable Ume Sonti?
Thanks, Chairperson. I think I was not supposed to speak today, as I've told you, Chairperson, you know my problem. But Gobanda Vuma, Ogoba, the seventh Elysees, Guyanian Zelek, and you call right now, lunch. And is what a chair, Kupsung, and Gobalomyango, Louis School, Ubalega Kool. Kakhulu kazonke umntu aphezulu langazelela ukufa inkqubo ezothi ibenhle ibaluleke ibe luncedo kuluntu kodwa xa kunamhlanje akukho nto ibonakalayo impendulo azikho futhi ke andothuki mna noba zingabikho ezi ministers kungoba kaloku ziyazi vele ukuthi azithethanga nto esandleni zenze ngabom ngoba zingesi abanazimpendulo abanazireports ikholigi yam ethi aba bantu bayasidelela akaphosisi singala malungu epalamente telelekile, asihlonitshwa. Ya. Nomphakathi uphela awubonelelwa ntweni kulo mnyango. Lilonke ke Chairperson ileta asiyamkeli ukuthi nje sibuhlungu nje kuphela. We are so very, very, very disappointed. Kakhulu kakhulu ndiqininisa nakulo deputy minister ke mnake uxola uba ndikubuyisele umva because bese siqale ngayo indaba yakhe ibuhlungu kakhulu indaba kadeputy minister sesize sifuna nokumlibala ukuthi ungumntu onjani kwasebusweni but uyiminister ungudeputy minister ndicabanga uba xa engekho uminister ufanele uba yena abe sisandla sikaminister so andiyazi nje yeyona nto iqhubekayo even if akekho uye kwezonto ayekuzo ndicinga uba inoba wena ungumntu wokuqala ofanele uba abe uyakwazisa uyayazi as uChairperson wale portfolio committee. Ndiyabonga Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. I also want to inform the meeting that Honorable Sonti has got problems in Marikana. There has been violence and some people she's been working, one young man who has been working with her has been shot dead. She has just received this news, and we tried in the morning to calm her down, but I think she is really emotional about it, and we will continue, because she said she is prepared for the sake of this work, because I thought she would want to get a rest, maybe in her office, but she was also keen to participate in the program. And what she has raised in her own language is totally not different from what the other inputs are, and therefore I will not try to interpret, rather summarize it as agreeing and expressing a disappointment, frustration included with anger in what we have been subjected to. And therefore, it's going to be Honorable Malchus. But before you, Honorable Member, please bear with me. We have invited our legal unit, because there are issues that need to be interpreted. And he is actually, Mr. Mjengana, having another meeting at 11. But I also would want to remind us that we discussed the issue of who gets the report first. And it ended up being legally that because this report is going to be in an affidavit form, it should go to the judge, because it's an instruction to the judge, as opposed to our oversight work. And therefore, it's the day we were arguing whether they should have a report or not before on issues of filing. So I think we might not want to engage on that, because it will dislodge us from the focus where we want to move as to who are supposed to get the report or when, before or after. The fact is, the AG wrote a letter professionally explaining that he is appointed to lead the panel of experts who report to him. And after they have filed that report and there has been a pronouncement by the judgment, he would then be willing to come and take us on board. Remember, we were arguing about our space, that if they are working within the department in the form of a monitoring and specific mandate of transparency in bidding and every other step, payments, that's why they were bringing 10 different expertise, finance, banking, procurement. The reason was them to work intra-departmentally. And therefore, we are not, in terms of our mandate, going to work intra. Ours is to observe, oversight, and ensure that we make them account. So the issue now is that report was not going to come to us, though. It was going to be to the AG to judge. Then they have tabled, and the pronouncement has come. This is the right time. But I would want to always double check if in our pronouncements that we think if we need to take a step further using our policy, our legislation now, because we have been doing our mandate as per constitution. But now we can see that we are not being listened yet. And therefore, that's why I want to make an input. I could have not closed you out. It's only that he wants to go. So he must rather say something, even if we will talk about that when you have already left. Can I allow him to do so then?
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to honorable members and colleagues. Thank you for the opportunity, Chair. Chair, I've been following the discussions in the committee and the displeasure of the committee at what has happened on the SASA matter, or SASA refusing through this letter sent to the committee, and the response by the chair to that letter. is very clear, and I will not be expressing any opinion on that, Chair. Safe to mention that as the Honourable Member had alluded, the Honourable Member who started making the comments alluded, that the committee in terms of the constitution has the right to summon anyone to appear before it. That's in terms of Section 56 of the constitution. And where there is an unreasonable or undue refusal to appear before the committee, then the committee must take, must exercise all the rights that are set out in law in order to make sure that it carries out its obligation to oversee the executive in this instance. And Chair, the Powers and Privileges and Immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act in Section 14 provides for a procedure that the committee could engage to issue a summons to all of the concerned parties, being the department and SASA and other relevant officials, to be summoned to appear before the committee within a period of 7 days. This mechanism has been used in various other committees within Parliament, Chair, to ensure that those who refuse to obey the authority of the committees of Parliament are forced to appear before the committees through a summons procedure. I would also like at this point, Chair, to point out that Section 17 of the same Act that I mentioned, the Powers, Privileges and Immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act, states that non-compliance with the summons, which is issued by the chairperson, or issued by the secretary on instruction of the chairperson in terms of Section 14 of that Act, carries with it a fine on imprisonment of 12 months or both. So in that respect, Chair, one who has been issued a summons to appear before the committee within a stated time is forced to appear before the committee. Otherwise, criminal sanctions would apply. Thank you, Chair. And just the procedure, Chair, for summons, as the last comment, the procedure would be that you would write to the secretary, instructing the secretary that he must follow the provisions of Section 14 of the Act I've mentioned to issue a summons on your behalf to the people that you would have listed. Thank you, Chair. Parliament, yes.
Thank you very much for the input. Although I really know that there's no debate when you are being referred to a legal opinion. All we need to do is when we want to use that instrument, we will be coming back to you for further guidance and taking all necessary steps. I wanted him to actually respond to that so that we can continue discussing, because we are not yet through with the inputs, but because he has to leave. And I think he normally when he gives his opinion, he actually brings something written, so we can be able to refer to it even when he is gone. Can I therefore give the platform to Honorable Marcus with all apologies for delaying you taking your time? Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chairperson. I made a note of, you know, before he leaves, because normally you do give it in writing, but I think it's going to be important that we have it in writing, that we can follow those steps. And then the other thing is, the full report of the specialists under the AG. I think we as a committee have to get that report, because we can look it up, you know, on the net, but I think it will be good if our committee secretary give the report to everyone. And I think the guidelines, because some of us have the guidelines, because it was given to us of the judgment. It was given to us in the Free State, but at a meeting in the Free State. But I think it should be made freely available again to members, that they can just refresh their minds of what has been said. And what I would like to say, Chairperson, you were thanked for the letter. We're thanking you again for that letter that went and the reply we received that could open this discussion to things that took place. And I don't want to cloud this matter further, because I agree with the speakers that we should, as the legal person spoke to us, go the legal route. And as we go along, there's quite a number of things that we should look at too. You know, besides when the department come, we don't cloud the issue, let them give the report. And then as we go along, I think what's going to be important, but I don't want to cloud the issue with that, is to look at our SASSA Act. That we can just see what can we do about that, because I think that act is important too. But I agree with the first speaker and everyone sitting here. And I think what is going to be important to each and everyone, let us not make our people, the media too, panic outside. Because we are taking control of this matter. And let it be in our hands while we're taking control. Then to go out and then have a media hype on what is taking place. Thank you.
Well, I must just respond to a few issues, if I may. That the members are saying we must get the report. So says also Honorable Malchas. But I think you had actually instructed that I write to the AG for them because they were operating in our space. And we wanted three things. Those were the terms of reference of the panel of experts. Also, the tariff they would be paid, how long they would be in the department, and exactly the mandate. We stated to the department, together with SASSA, that this was critical because we were actually sharpening our ability to do our oversight. And we cannot unnecessarily accept a blame because we actually did every aspect to ensure that we are put on board. Honorable members cannot forget that we actually identified that when the judgment was pronounced, the budget, draft budget, had already gone to Parliament. And we thought to want, including APPs, and we thought to ask questions, where are they going to get the funding to implement the judgment, which appeared to be very costly to do so. Then we also said we will be limited in oversight because it's not part of the APPs. Hence, we wrote to the legal unit to say, in a situation, including the speaker, how do we then ensure that this judgment is not only accepted by us and supported, but is also part of our oversight? And we were guided as to how to do that. And we were given permission to have an attachment and align all these programs with APPs in order for us. That's where now the 10-point plan that was presented by the former CEO in Free State, because we asked them in Free State in a portfolio committee meeting, can you interpret the court judgment for us? Then, having done that, give us a clear plan as to what are you going to do in each of the areas raised by the judge. They did. And they have been reporting in any way. Whatever they were reporting, they were saying, we are all safe. To an extent, I can say these three things, honorable members. They said in October, they would advertise. Because the process was that they were already talking to those who seem to be having enough capacity. Then the second one was that in November, they will be appointed. And then in February, they would be piloting. So that in March, they are in a position to allow the newly appointed service provider to correct whatever mistakes they might have done or committed during the pilot process. So I would want to argue that we have been following step by step, but all we could not do is to get into a concealed hidden information and know that what they are saying is not true. We are not able to do that. But I want therefore to say you have been able to put your input seconding each other, and it is at this juncture that members have been engaged in the previous item, and therefore we are in this item, and this item is causing also us to accuse each other because I would want us therefore to, because unfortunately we've already picked up cups of tea, but can I give you just 5 minutes smallanyana break so that you can stretch your legs while I also consult with the
smallanyana break, but now smallanyana
celebrate. Please. Okay, ikali leg. Temporal arrangement and come to the format. Yes, we are now back, but I've taken up some very important proposals that were in the process being seconded by all the speakers, that there is a need to get the report, not from the media this time, but from the relevant body, which in this regard is the AG, because in his writing to us, the AG has said once they have submitted the report to the court process, once there is a pronouncement, he will be ready to take the portfolio committee on board. We are not complaining that they reported, but because the media got it where they were formally and officially reporting. So ours now is to remind the AG that that time has come and we should act as such. So the second one is that we have reached a cul-de-sac. We have used all available facilitation corporate principles to engage with the department, the ministry, and also the agency to get them to give us a report. It is also very important for me to note the proficiency at which the honorable members in this portfolio committee have been interacting with the department and the agency. We at no stage had we ever doubted their commitment and trust. Hence, every piece of information they gave us, we treated as a true record of what is taking place behind the screens in the department. We only depend to the executive authority, the accounting officer, in order to move forward. We don't have any duty to find other ways of getting information. Constitutionally, this is where their platform is, and we engage them on that platform. We have never tried to go this way and that way, trying to get information that is due to us. So there's no way we would know they are telling the truth or they are not telling the truth. I therefore want to apologize to the members for them to feel the way they feel is correct. But for me, the correctness goes with the fact that it's a disappointment because we operate under the principle of trust that all of us, we have signed an oath as members of parliament that will always prioritize the work that this government stands for. And also to treat each and every participant with dignity and trust and having confidence in them. That your confidence has been broken now, I also feel the pain. But I don't see how we could have avoided this. I would want really to refer to you, Honorable Masango, that despite what you have been saying, not you only, but there was no way at that particular time to go beyond. How do you say, I want to summon you, when someone is here and said, indeed, this is what I'm doing. I can assure you. You have no other alternative but to believe up until this moment when we are made not to believe. On the issue of the SCOPA, Honorable Wilson, I want to assure you that as members of Parliament and as portfolio committee, I still maintain we've got roles to play. This being the reason why we were saying at no stage will we not allow someone else to do our work. Because at the end of the day, we account for our omissions and our commissions. Saying they must account to us is not pleasing us, but is actually accounting where the accounting is located. And it is upon that when we identified together with our partner AG, find that there are findings, and we have told them that this, we recommend that the minister doesn't do this, does if it's not done, and it is a finding on AG, it goes to the SCOPA. For them to account, why are they not acting, having been informed that this is wrong? So we wanted that protocol to be followed. Not necessarily wanting to protect anyone, but to protect our own integrity. We do what we're supposed to do and according to the Constitution. Lastly, my last proposal, therefore, on the issues we have raised. Issue that when you cannot get information, you apply the tools that are in front of you. A tool being having to summon people to come. I think I didn't hear any voice saying we're against that. We have also been orientated as to how to go about. But I have another proposal, which I think is going to solve a lot of problems. This letter, unfortunately, if you read it and you are a chairperson and the letter is directed to you, you would feel very small.
in your own country and your own capacity. When members of a ministry and its agencies believe or don't believe that this country has got its own pillars, Parliament being an autonomous pillar with its own powers invested by the Constitution. Because at some stage there's this feeling that the minister can decide that the meeting sits or doesn't sit. Hence the easy way of finding it easy to say that meeting must not sit. This is a portfolio committee and it's a constitutional parliamentary extension institution. And this secretary is not my secretary. Hence, I do have a secretary in my office. It's a portfolio committee secretary. And when you deal with it, you're dealing directly with the portfolio committee, with me as a chair as well, having to instruct the secretary on behalf of the honorable members that constitute this portfolio committee. Here is this letter. And every other aspect of training, of doing anything, tells you how to communicate. Communication is clear. You communicate through the executive authority. If I want to write to anyone in the department, it should be through the executive authority, not directly to the CEO or to whoever. If you want to talk to the DG, you talk to the executive and say, I would want to engage your DG on these matters. Not directly, because the protocol of communication, if broken, causes a hell. This is the letter that does not understand what I'm saying. It is to me, that portfolio committee, a progress report on the constitutional court order payment of social grants. It will refer to the meeting scheduled for this date. Notwithstanding that the invitation to the meeting is directed to the minister, assuming it was misdirected, SASA is a critical role player in respect of the above subject matter. Implying that we could have directly invited them. Yes, that's the interpretation. It's notwithstanding that the communication should go directly to the CEO. Listen what she further says. Therefore, we deemed it necessary to inform, not even advise me, to inform the chairperson that we do not have substantial progress to report since our last meeting. It's more than a month that we met, and they know exactly that the standing decision is that on a weekly basis. It might be omitted due to a business that Parliament is engaging in, but the principle stands, it's a weekly requirement. And they say, we therefore request that the meeting be rescheduled to a later date, sometime in November. But this letter is still on, look at it, on the other side it's going to SCOPA, on the other side it's coming to me. It depends whether you are a SCOPA or you are, but you read from the same. But let me finish by saying.
They want to go to SCOPA on the beginning of November, us end of November.
Now, I think now your proposals have been put forward. They are very clear to me. And then I would request that you still see us leading this journey and ensuring that first things first, AG is being communicated to say, sensitized that he must be ready to be consulted by me telephonically before we write a letter to invite him and his, as per the last letter he wrote to us.
that once pronouncement is done, they will be available. But I do want to put two things now, that we need to have a joint sitting together with the SCOPA. Yes, that we can receive a letter in one page means then we need to sit together. But the difference is that it's not just a joint like all other joints. Following it constitutionally and legally is that we take a decision as this portfolio committee that we are going to seek this joint sitting. And when it takes place, it is communicated to members of the portfolio committee and the other members of the portfolio committee as per the decision of the committee. And also that it will be co-chaired so that members of this portfolio committee as well as the chair are not invitees in that meeting. They are fully participating, and decisions that come out of a joint sitting have got implications for both committees because they will have been a co-arrangement, participation, and a decision that we will all own, both as SCOPA as well as social development. It's a straightforward proposal that I'm going to put back to you, and also that the invitation of the AAG, we are actually pursuing to talk to him to make him aware that the report is going on. We are still in the dark. And the last one is, in trying to protect our integrity, Honorable Mkhosi, as you say, and the integrity of the committee, we didn't want to involve or dirty our hands by actually going to SAPO or inviting SAPO, because we were told that they are a potential service provider. So we didn't want to show any other interest beyond trusting the department and SASA that they are properly engaging. As a result, we didn't invite them. But I think time has come also to officially invite them now that these matters are actually public knowledge. So we will not be investigating what we don't know, but we will be demanding what is the information that is due to us and asking accountability for that. The CEO could have come to account. Whether there was a report or not, the accounting is that he must come and tell us that there's no report and we ask questions. Not to say I would come only when I've got sweets for you. No, no, not really. So, yes, you can say, my child, I don't have money, I won't come home. So theirs is to come and tell us whether the sweets are there or not, but they must come and account. And then I have put this to the committee in trying to summarize what has been coming out in my observation as input by these members, and therefore drive me towards conclusion by actually making that input. Thank you very much.
I'd like to move and that we adopt the proposal of having the joint meeting with SCOPA. I move. Thank you.
On the issue of AG's meeting, that is approved by yourselves.
And the post office.
And the panel of experts. We really need them. Really. Remember, we are the ones that are paying them through the department. So we need them to come and account on the work that they've already been done on this matter. Thank you, Chair.
Are you allowed to speak to the
panel? Allowing us, Honorable Soledi, that we're communicating with AG to bring them.
Yes.
Because he said they account to him.
So in order to avoid them saying, ask through the AG, let's go direct to the horse and then say, bring also your rider. Thank you. I saw your hand. Were you covered?
Yes, Chair, I'm covered. I just, but I now trust that this chair will use the available wisdom of the people of legal or whatever parliamentary rules and things like that, because I'm just thinking that we and SCOPA are having totally different mandates. But if we are advised to the fact that we can have that meeting, it cannot be of any harm. It actually would help us to compare notes, as it were. And also, Chair, in not trying to anticipate the colleagues getting hold of the report of the panel of experts, I saw something that talks to the fact that they don't want to interfere with anyone or according to the order, obviously. But again, we can ask them; they can tell us that at that time. But I did see a sense that they would like to do their work where they are doing it and not interfere or be interfered with by anyone else. But of course, let's try whatever we can try. Thank you, Chair.
Chair,
there is a very nice document that I always like. I always say every South African should have it. It should be like a Bible, because most of us in our homes, we do have the Bible, the Constitution. It affirms us to call anybody. They are not exonerated to be called by the Portfolio Committee. In other words, we can call them to come, because they've got this critical matter that they are dealing with, which is in the interest of the public, in the interest of the South African. I'm also interested, because my mom gets the pension. If the pension is not paid, I told you last time that what she's going to do, the first thing, I'm the first person that she calls, and she tells me that you'll triple it because it's not paid on a lighter note. So now I have a vested interest on the matter. So the Constitution allows us, Chair, to help anybody, including the president. Thank you.
In addition to what Honorable Zoleje said, remember the panel of experts, they are getting a stipend, or there's a money that is being paid to them, you know. So we are talking about the public purse. It's where the PFMA must come. And I think in the last meeting we said, as this committee, we even wanted to know their daily fees, how much it is, you know. So these are the things that, as this committee, we need to do our proper issues of governance with them.
Your point becomes more important, because when we engage SASSA, we ask how much are they going to be paid, at what tariff. And remember, there was something that said they were refusing to be given the public service. So we said we will not agree to vote for that budget if we are not informed how much they should be paid and why, and the scope of work they are doing. Because the money they use to be paid is by us, Honorable Khosi, you are correct. But can I say that our approach when you live here is that we are going to ensue these different approaches you have applied, that we will be talking about how you are going to meet the people you want to meet. Also, trying to find out, in the event we are not succeeding, what other steps are supposed to be taken, and trying to set a clear program as to how are we supposed to be efficiently and urgently dealing with the matter. I'm not taking this matter, Honorable Soledi, lightly. That says there is a big possibility that any appointed service provider has already been compromised in terms of the time and state of readiness to deliver that. And that is being used as an instrument for us not to move forward. And therefore, we need to actually overcome that as soon as possible. That's why we have taken all the recommendations and instructions we have given us. And once we have been able to put together the progress report of the portfolio committee now, our own progress report, insofar as this meeting is concerned, we will be sending to each member so that you can also input, so that you don't compromise your ability to do your work, nor do we want to make even a slightest mistake that will cause you to be criticized. That's why we will always bounce back to you on every step which we think we are programming. And therefore, I think we have reached the end of the meeting. And I thank you for coming and all the people who came to be part. I'm not interested to say when the meeting is going to be, because that's what we should work on. The issue that is being raised by Secretary is the minutes, but I was still in the process of allowing all other members to leave so that members can adopt the minutes of the last meeting. So the meeting is adjourned. It's only the in-committee that is going to remain so that we adopt our last minutes. Speaking to your caution, don't